You're welcome back to the News at One. Many European leaders have been trying to put the best possible gloss on the new trade deal with the United States, saying essentially that it could have been worse. Under the deal, EU exports to the US will face a 15% tariff. There will be no reciprocal tax. Here, Enterprise Minister Peter Burke said the deal brought clarity and avoided a trade war. However, others have been more critical. The French Prime Minister François Bayrou said this was a sombre day for Europe, which had, in his words, resigned itself to submission. The Trade Commissioner, Maros Shefcovic, has been defending the arrangement. Here's what he told journalists a short time ago.
Given the depth of integration and mutual reliance of our economies, it was essential to take the time needed to get this right, to calibrate an outcome that works for both the European Union and the US, as well as ensures that trade between us can continue. Let's pause for the moment and consider an alternative. A trade war may seem appealing to some, but it comes with serious consequences. With at least a 30% tariff, our transatlantic trade would effectively come to a halt, putting close to 5 million of jobs, including those in SMEs in Europe, at grave risk. Our businesses have sent us a unanimous message: avoid escalation and work towards a solution that delivers immediate relief. And I appreciate that several business groups have welcomed the contours of the deal. The sense of stability and prospect of strategic collaboration are reinforced by the fact that the agreement addresses not only current reciprocal and high sectoral tariffs, but also forthcoming tariffs on pharmaceuticals, semiconductors and lumber.
Well, for the latest developments now, we can talk to Shona Murray, Europe correspondent with Euronews. Shona, we heard there from Maros Shefcovic defending this deal. But in Brussels, is there much of a sense that Donald Trump has got the better of the EU?
Yeah, there is. But I don't think even Maros Shefcovic has resigned himself to that as well. I mean, if you think about a 15% tariffs across the board on almost all EU products, that would be unthinkable just a couple of weeks ago when the EU was preparing for 10%. And even a couple of weeks before that, there were member states saying that the UK had capitulated by agreeing to 10%. So we've moved very, very far to agreeing to 15%. And I think even Maros Shefcovic, if you listen to the tone of what he said there, he's saying, yeah, of course, we could reciprocate with tariffs, we could have a trade war, but the implications would be so grave that it wouldn't be worth it. And of course, there is a feeling you heard there from the French Prime Minister saying this was capitulation from the European Union, that the EU should have negotiated from a position of strength, using maybe coercion tools, being a little bit stronger with Donald Trump. But there's also a consensus then from the likes of Germany and in particular Ireland, which are so vulnerable to US exports, that stability is really key. And at least there is that now, they believe, at least.
Was the Spanish Prime Minister speaking for many then when he said this morning, "I support this deal, but without enthusiasm"?
Yes, I think that's actually perfectly how you... I mean, listen to the tone of Maros Shefcovic there. He doesn't even support it with enthusiasm either. He said the negotiations were extremely difficult, extremely tense. They were confrontational. You know, I spoke to EU sources yesterday when they're on their way to Turnberry. The negotiations went up right to the last minute, even though at the end between Ursula von der Leyen and Donald Trump, it was a political agreement. But even with that, it was confrontational. And I think one thing that the EU can say that they did get out of this was that they maintained their regulatory autonomy, because there was concerns that part of this was the US trying to ensure that the EU drops its standards on agricultural foods, on digital regulation for tech companies and so on. And that didn't happen. So they are celebrating that.
How much detail, though, remains to be teased out? For instance, is it clear what will happen to pharmaceutical exports?
Yes, so that is clear. There are no pharmaceutical tariffs yet because we're pending that 232 investigation. When that emerges, it's a fait accompli probably that there will be 15% tariffs on exports to the US on pharmaceutical goods, and that the win here is that it'll be just 15%, so that there's not going to be any surprises that if the United States decide to apply tariffs, that it's going to be 30% or 50%, that it can be no more than 15%. Right now, there's no tariffs, but that will emerge in the coming weeks or months, depending on when we get the results of the investigation.
And as you understand it then, Shona, the broader slate of tariffs, when will these revised taxes come into effect? Will it be next week?
Yes, some of them are coming in next week, and then some of them have to be negotiated. And things like, for example, steel and aluminium, there's going to be quotas on that. So a lot of those things need to be worked out, particularly when it comes to the agri sector, spirits and so on. So those things are sort of still open at the moment, and they will be negotiated over the next few days. I mean, as we recall, this was a sort of a skeletal framework, a political framework to stave off the 30% that Donald Trump was threatening to impose in the coming days.
How much concern is there that Donald Trump, not the most predictable of men, will decide somewhere down the line that 15% isn't enough?
Yeah, but that is obviously going to be something that people are concerned about, because look at where we are since April with Liberation Day, when we saw Donald Trump applying tariffs on people, like countries, really poor countries like Madagascar and then the Island of Penguins. And then it was 10% and then it was 50% on steel and aluminium. Now it's 15%. So there's been so much oscillating and changing that if maybe relations aren't good with Donald Trump one day, that he decides to apply tariffs. If, for example, he sees that the EU isn't buying enough LNG gas or fossil fuels from the US, or part of this, which is not a formal part, is that the EU agrees to purchase billions of euros of weapons from the United States as part of, as we know, the NATO deal to increase from 2% to 5% of spending on defense for NATO countries. They would like to see dividends of that. And so that might trigger him to be annoyed if within the next 6 to 9 or 1 year, months or a year, he's not seeing the US defense industry getting a lot of that boost. So anything is possible over the next 3.5 years.
Do EU member states have to vote on this?
Well, as we know, trade is obviously a competence of the EU. So there will be a vote on it amongst member states. And I think member states have been kept abreast on it. So I don't think it's going to be something that will be voted down by EU countries. Even though they have their concerns, I think it's something that will materialise.
Shona Murray of Euronews, thank you for joining us from Brussels this afternoon.